You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's September.
Wake up.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, well. There you go.
So excited.
Why? Because it's Halloween season?
Yeah.
No, it's pumpkin spice season.
No, no, no.
It all kind of goes together, though. You know, it is now officially fall, right?
It's Uggs in the desert season.
I've never been an Uggs person.
That does not shock me.
Yeah.
I mean, you live for Halloween.
Yep.
You don't strike me as the type who...
More of the black leather pointy boot type of gal, yeah, as opposed to the Uggs.
Those are solid boots I have.
The Patagonia coat, the Uggs, and the super expensive stuff that you would get.
With a little teeny dog that comes along with it.
That's the bag.
Yeah, like wearing the Uggs with the sweatpants, but sweatpants that somehow cost $300.
No, they're like yoga pants.
They're
yoga pants because they got to make that butt look good.
All right, so thank you for joining us this morning. We are live from Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo. They are celebrating the opening of their new beer garden, and now that the weather is cooling down a little bit in the evenings, you can come down here starting at 4 p.m. every day and enjoy the lovely beer garden that they have here. Maybe this weekend is the weekend you want to give that a shot. We have your chance to win a gift card coming up a little bit later in the show. But, you know, since it is September, I've got a couple of things to go over. Things that always go on sale in September.
Ooh.
It 4th of July fireworks?
No. Vacations always go on sale in September because kids are back at school and the summer's over. And so if you're thinking, hey, maybe you want to get a little vacation going, you have enough funds and a little bit of extra time, this is the time between now and mid to later October where you can get good deals on vacations that are even last-minute vacations because, yeah, exactly. The kids are all, like, focused on back to school. Also, new cars. They're about to roll out the newer models. And so they actually offer better deals around this time of year.
I'm always afraid when buying a new car that it's like I'm want to make sure that I buy a car and it's like first production year because it's like there would be no. I had a friend who bought this was like pre-internet or at least before all the information was out there. Bought like a brand new car. I forget what it was, and then like 3 months later they redesigned the whole car. So it looked like an old car, even though the car was like 3 months old.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man. I am that vain that where I'm
you
like.
You don't want the older model car?
No. Yeah. I want, if I buy a new car, I want it to be new for like
a couple of
7 years.
Yeah. Oh.
That's like if you buy like a Toyota 4Runner, you are set.
Because they always look the same.
They always look the same. They're great cars.
Smartphones also always go on sale in September. That's going to be the case for the new Apple iPhone this September. And that means that if you're looking to save money, the Apple iPhone 8 is not the way to go. You just wait until that comes out, and then the 7s tend to drop in price. So maybe if you've been thinking about getting a 7, but you don't want to pay that premium, just wait until the 8 comes out.
But the 8 isn't like anything special.
Well, we don't know yet. It looks different, which
makes it special.
They haven't confirmed anything just yet, though. You know, like they were saying,
a bunch of rumors rolling around.
Here. You're right. A lot of rumors that are floating around. Do you think you are going to upgrade your phone?
For sure. Like I've been waiting, hoping that the new one would come out because I still have the 6 and the screen is broken and it's starting to get full on storage even though I've got the maximum storage. So I've been waiting for the new one to come out and I'm ready to
You're that type of girl?
I'm that type of gal.
With the broken screen and the running eyeliner.
Oh, no.
Every morning is a walk of shame. And last but not least, TVs always start to go on sale in September because same thing, they have like the newer models that are coming out. So if you can hold off a couple of months, you actually get the best discounts for TVs in November. Well, around Super Bowl, they do a lot of sales, but you get the best deals, according to this, come November, but TVs start to go on sale in September.
I mean, new models start at this point in time, like, it's insane, like, what TVs are running, you know? Like, anything bigger, like, you know, the ones that are super expensive that, like, you know, if we're looking at 5-6 years ago, we would have been paying, like, $5,000 for one of these, like, 65-inch, 70-inch TVs.
Like $700.
And you can get a 70-inch TV for under $1,000 at this point. And anything bigger than that, like, at this point, is almost kind of getting hard to store at your house.
Yeah.
Because it's like, most walls weren't built with, like, a 90-inch TV in mind.
Right.
No.
Though, I mean, don't get me wrong, I would love a 90-inch
TV. Very impressive, yes.
Yes.
All right, so one more thing about September. Obviously, Labor Day weekend is this weekend.
Yeah.
Here in Las Vegas, it is going to be a very busy weekend. Expecting 324,000 tourists this weekend.
That's a lot of people.
So the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority on Wednesday said it expects the visitors to spend $249.7 million during their trip here for Labor Day weekend.
And it's all going to be winnings, right? Everybody's going to win.
$241 million of the $249 is going to be spent on crab legs, which seems weird, but whatever. Hotels expected to have very little availability, and projected occupancy rate is 96%. So I think that's good news for our city. I'll take that.
Totally good news.
But basically what this is saying, if you are a local, stay away from the Strip.
Well, unless you have the easy way to get in there. Like, just don't take a left from Tropicana and go up the Strip if you have no reason to on Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah. Why would you?
Don't be a monster.
Why would you do that? That's like punching yourself in the junk repeatedly and then having to punch yourself in the junk at every stoplight.
Some people like that, Mahoney. Don't judge. X107.5, Dave Mahoney.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
If you think that gas prices are going to go up because of Hurricane Harvey hitting Houston, you're probably right. We'll tell you what's going on there. Also, the CDC has revealed a map of the United States, and we've learned that we're all fat. So,
Sorry about that.
Yeah, and the latest model who just got her Victoria's Secret Angel Wings has a little bit of a past, a little bit of a kleptomaniac, if you will.
All right.
We'll share the details with you on that. And we're checking the voicemail if you want to get a message in there. 702-889-7352. We'll be right back. X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
I've always said that Fridays tend to be my favorite days for checking the voicemail. If you want to leave us a message, 702-889-7352. But here we go. Our first message of the day.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. I noticed that Sylvia's not being a team player. So does that mean that her job is up for grabs? Because I am a bit saucier than Sylvia. Yeah. So, my name is Christian. I would drink, too, and I'm diabetic, and you know that's bad for me, so, yeah. All right. I'll talk to you guys later.
Message deleted.
Got to keep you on your toes, Sylvia.
False. I am the sauciest of them all.
Mahoney's pretty saucy.
Yeah, I can out-sauce you.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't.
Oh, yes.
No, you can't.
Oh, you want to have a sauce off?
He's like a big old bowl of marinara over there.
That's right.
No.
He said you weren't being a team player. Would you agree that Sylvia is not a team player?
She wasn't drinking beer yesterday.
That's true.
And we've got beer in front of us today. We've got
sniffed it. You didn't even drink it.
I did drink it.
No. He said that he would drink it even though he's diabetic.
That's pretty amazing.
The only thing you did yesterday was fart in the studio.
I didn't fart in
you
the studio.
You farted in the studio.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
It was the mic.
We have audio of you farting in the studio.
Yeah.
Undeniable proof.
That, and you can't blame that on me. I wasn't even anywhere.
Wasn't even in the studio.
I was out of the room.
It wasn't a fart.
I walked out of the studio.
I was out of the room getting beer for you.
I wasn't that close for it to sound that clear.
Well, maybe you have power farts. Do you ever think about that?
No.
Well, speaking of beer today, will you be a team player today and drink some beer?
Yeah.
You can't just go, yeah, like, duh.
Like,
when yesterday you refused to drink the beer.
I didn't refuse. I was drinking the beer.
Did you drank the beer?
Yeah.
How much did you drink?
Just like a little bit.
You're a
liar. I'm driving, fool.
You're a liar.
We've got the Goose Island Honkers Ale and the Goose Island Juicy Double, double IPA, which is brewed with orange juice at 8.3%. So we'll get into those. Those were generously provided to us by our friends here at Legacy Stadium. And you know what, Christian?
Maybe over the weekend, the long weekend, we'll give you a buzz and see your availability.
See what's going on with you.
We like team players around here.
Yep.
Less gassy team
players. I'm not gassy.
There's X-1075. No or fart team, Sylvia.
Dave Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Not making this up. There's a new Victoria's Secret Angel, and that's actually if you're a model, that's like one of the highest honors that you can get, right? Because when you think about the angels and like how much money they put into those Victoria's Secret girls and marketing them, it's a big deal.
And then you get to sleep with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, that comes with it. It's part of the package.
Only like up until you're like 25.
23.
Or 23, I think.
Good news, this new one, 22 years old.
What is her name? Let me do some Googling.
That's what I was laughing about. Ruth Margin de Cock.
Wait, Ruth?
Ruth Margin, R-O-O-S-M-A-R-J-N.
Okay. M-A-R-I-J-N.
I got it. Google fills it in.
Day K-O-K.
Okay.
That's how you say it.
No.
She was actually busted for shoplifting at a Whole Foods back in July of 2014. Now, her lawyer said, whoopsie poopsie, she simply forgot that she placed the items in her purse. Because normally when you're grocery shopping, you're like, I'm going to put these items in my purse.
I mean, that's happened to me once or twice.
She stole a bottle of fish oil and chocolate.
I mean chocolate.
Yeah, right?
I mean, normally people would be like, why would you even steal that? But at Whole Foods, that's like $9,000. Until Amazon took over this past Monday. Now prices are cut up to 43%.
43% on the first day of
I like this. This woman is, she actually doesn't have that many followers on Instagram. Only 153,000 right now. But I feel like as
she's very new, so that'll.
She's also Dutch, if you're wondering the origin of that name. But I like this because I feel like some of the hottest women in the world, like, who are kind of kleptomaniacs, are just, you know, it gives them an extra little edge, like Winona Ryder.
Yeah, it's not like you were just coddled and perfect all the way through your life. It's sort of like, you also fell on hard times and you had to steal some fish oil and chocolate.
Yeah. She's a very pretty Dutch woman. Yeah. I feel like, you know, like, gives that edge. She might stab you if you do something wrong.
Or something really right,
yeah. You know? I just remember, like I said, the Winona Ryder stealing. And, like, is there anybody hotter than Winona Ryder still? Like, I mean, she's got to be, like, what, mid-40s?
Knocking on the door of 50, probably, huh?
I don't think she's 50 yet.
Not yet, but probably.
Close. You're right. She's knocking 47? On the door. She's 45.
45.
Okay. And looks amazing. She looks great, like, I think in Stranger Things, even though they, like, try to make her, like, look not hot, she's still super freaking hot.
Okay, so if you've been thinking that maybe the prices of gas are going to go up because of everything that happened in Houston this past week with Hurricane Harvey, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Storm damaged the main pipeline that carries 58.8 million gallons of fuel from Texas to the East Coast every day. It had to be shut down, and international traders are rushing to reroute fuel to the United States. But because, you know, now instead of coming from Texas and through this pipeline that's already established, we're talking about 60 million gallons a day. That oil is going to come from overseas, and that's going to come at a premium. And so gas prices are going to go up.
I mean, that certainly sucks.
That's a quarter of the U.S. refining capacity that was damaged and closed due to the tropical storm.
Not all of it was damaged, but it is certainly a lot of it was closed. I saw some reports that a few of them were starting to open back up today, and it's not like there is a gas shortage. They just don't have the ability to get it out. That's the problem, right? Because there's you know, millions and millions and millions of gallons sitting in those tanks. They just have to be able to get it out. It's crazy watching the lines in Dallas, like people waiting. Reminds me, I mean, even though I wasn't alive, it reminds me of, like, watching those, you know, the news stories from the 70s when the oil embargo with OPEC was going on, and people were waiting hours and hours and hours to get gasoline.
Yeah, Thomas, who lives in Dallas, sent us a message yesterday on Facebook, and he said, here in Dallas, our gas stations are starting to run out of gas. And I said, is that just people being on the road, or is that because you can't get the new supply? And he said, it's people coming up from Houston, and it's starting in South Dallas, and people are filling up their trucks and their boats and, you know, basically six gas cans at a time, anything that they can do to get fuel.
Yeah.
Because right now in Houston, you know, it's going to take a long time to fix everything that happened in Houston.
This isn't over by any means.
Yeah. It's got a long way to go. And by the way, a local blood drive here in Las Vegas happening today over at Finley Kia on West Sahara. If you want to stop by, you can make your appointment in advance at bloodhero.com. Just use that code CBS Radio. And that way you can expedite the process. Getting in and out, it's going to take you less than an hour anyhow for the entire process. But you'll just save yourself a little bit of time if you go to bloodhero.com and make your appointment in advance.
Did you see that they're estimating over 100,000 homes are going to be completely destroyed?
It's brutal. Oh. It's brutal.
It's unreal. And the crazy thing is, I mean, it's not crazy because we've been talking about it all week, because obviously firsthand, you had some experience with that. Only 15% of the people in that 100,000 they're estimating to have flood insurance.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I was one of those people where the water came within a foot of my front door, and I'm not in a flood zone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is a historic storm. We talked about it on the air yesterday. Houston, in 5 days' time, got as much rain. You think about, you know, how much it rains here during monsoon season and the flash flooding and, you know, yeah, when things get really intense here and the standing water and everything else. Houston got as much rain in 5 days as Las Vegas has gotten in the past 12 and a half years.
That is the craziest thing to me.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
Because it just shows how much rain we get. And then, like, within 5 days, Texas is just, like,
blasted. It's not blasted. Like, and it's not like we haven't had a lot of rain. Yeah. We've had a lot of rain.
Yeah.
And it still doesn't equate to what Texas got.
Yeah, it only took, you know, a mere 14 years.
So CDC released a map, and it revealed that 20% of every state is clinically overweight.
That sounds about right.
Yep. No states had an adult obesity rate of less than 20%. 5 states had incredibly high rates of more than 35% of obese residents.
Is Mississippi in there?
let me just segue right into this next story about what do you think are the most popular chips in the United States of America? I'm gonna give both you guys guesses as to what chips are the top five. Like potato chips.
I gotta go Doritos on there.
Doritos is in the top five, but not traditional Doritos.
Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch Doritos coming at number two. Okay. Number two.
I haven't tried the Cool Ranch taco over at Taco Bell.
Oh, it's solid. I would also go, are we going just Pringles? Sour cream Pringles?
Actually, yeah, man. Number five.
Hell
Pringles,
yeah.
Sour cream and onion.
Cheetos?
Yep. Cheetos? Number one.
Wait, that Cheetos isn't a chip?
Number one, it sure it is. Yeah,
it's a snack.
If you say, give me a bag of chips, and somebody hands you Cheetos, you're going to be like,
no, right. I'm going to say, that's a bag of Cheetos, bitch.
All right. Cheetos, the number one chip in the country.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Long weekend is coming up. If you'd like to take the family over to see the Las Vegas 51s, the Seattle Mariners AAA affiliate is coming to town to take on the 51s Saturday, September 2nd. That would be tomorrow. If you want a 4-pack of tickets to go take the family to go see that, call number 10 right now, 702-791-1075. We'll set you up. Also, the first 2,500 fans through the gates will get a 35th anniversary jersey from the Las Vegas 51s.
Well, so that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is what I would call some bad luck. You're probably already going through some rough times if you get to the point where you need to rob a place, right? Like if you need to.
It just seems like the last resort.
That's rock bottom.
Yeah. So two guys in Maryland decided they were going to rob a bar on Tuesday night. And boy, they picked the wrong bar.
What happened?
A 21-year-old kid by the name of Joseph McInnes and a 22-year-old by the name of Tyree McCoy busted into a bar in Woodlawn, Maryland on Tuesday night and demanded all of the cash in the register.
Okay.
The problem was the bar was packed with cops because there was a retirement party going on for a police officer there.
Oh, I love this.
So, of course, the cops chased the guys down, beat the hell out of them, and arrested them right outside of the bar. They were charged with armed robbery and theft. The owner of the bar says that he's surprised because they tried to hit the place before, but he's stunned because it's right across the street from the police station, and there's pretty much always cops in there.
You know what? I don't think they thought this through.
Probably not.
You know, they're just like, let's just go rob a place.
Again, this is
you want to see a picture of the guys?
Oh.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
it looks like, I don't know for sure, but it looks like they probably got into a scuffle with the police officers and they were on the receiving end.
How dare you ruin my retirement party? I'm supposed to be retiring and you're going to make me work at my retirement party?
I feel like if it's your retirement party, though, you're like, hell yeah, one last whooping.
One for the
get
road.
Over here. One for the road.
What is Scorpion a cop in Woodlawn, Massachusetts?
Get over here. Finish him. X107.5.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So last week, we aired our blooper reel for the first time on Friday morning, like we always do. And I will say that I was astounded by just how devastatingly bad we are. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a long blooper reel last week.
I mean, we just had little uh-ohs here and there.
There's a lot of more than little uh-ohs. Ian, this week, is it a bit more condensed? Was there less things for you to choose from when you were making the blooper reel?
You know what? I wanted to tell you guys, I am proud of you.
Okay, good.
Oh.
This week, we cut a whole minute off the blooper reel.
That's great.
Nice.
I mean, last week, it was like 3.5 minutes, so we still have a solid 2.5 minutes of screw-ups, and here is the all-new blooper reel for this week on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Cruelty.
Cruelty, yeah.
Cruelty.
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 What are you doing?
You're saying it weird.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
With all the
sometimes
things that
you just need a
through,
beer, yeah.
I mean, yeah, the thing is that they're growing through. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The thing is that they're growing through.
Ian, you can write that down. But it's good to have a beer, you know?
Then we're going to give you an exclusive pair of passes to X107.5's Downtown Soundhouse Live, the Real World Suite. Downtown Soundhouse Live, the Real World Suite.
Damn it!
He came out strong in every round, and he surprised people.
That's not true. Floyd Mayweather wasn't tired after 40 minutes of fighting.
I thought it was going to be like
Floyd Mayweather
saying that you weren't going to get tired after 30 minutes of fighting.
No, I'm tired after about 30 seconds of anything. Floyd Mayweather.
It's the blooper reel.
Like, I have a feeling that the house I was living in is probably underwater. There was a giant retention. 100 yards, 150 yards behind your house.
Our friend Nate the Great, it's not Nate the Great, it's Nate the Bomb Tenenbaum, right?
Yes.
Okay. Nate the Bomb Tenenbaum. He just tweeted this out about the rainfall in Houston. So over the last 5 days, precipitation in Houston was 51.88 inches. Sylvia, back in your single days when you were skanking it up, did you ever use Tinder?
No.
Okay, well, there's this new thing called Tinder Gold. You can see whether or not somebody has swiped right on you before you elect to swipe right. Swipe right on them.
Jesus Christ.
Real world sweet.
Coin Mather.
Participation.
You're saying it weird.
Jesus
Christ. You're saying it weird.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
We knocked it out of the park this week, guys.
Yeah!
1 minute left.
Yes.
So next week's probably going to not be good.
X107.5, Dave Mahoney with Congos.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
What are some of the rudest things that people do to you? Like, what's something that drives you crazy because when you see somebody else doing it, it just grinds your gears? We'll talk about that. We'll take your calls and your tweets and your messages on Facebook at Dave Mahoney here shortly. Also, the DEA has nabbed some candles that are shaped like a certain part of a male's anatomy made of methamphetamine.
Like the arm?
Well, if you're lucky. It's not that. We'll tell you that story in just a moment, and we'll give you a chance to win a gift card to come down here to Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo and enjoy all of the wonderful things that they have here, including their all-new beer garden that is coming up next. X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Really grinds your gears when you're around other people in public. Because, like for me, people talking loudly on their phone. If somebody's on an airplane and they've got their phone, and for whatever reason they have it on speaker, and they're just holding it in front of their face, screaming into
it. Why do you have it on speaker?
Yes. Take it off speaker. Don't do that.
To hear that.
If you are, I'll give it to you. If you're like a senior citizen.
Even still.
You get a pass.
No, your ear works.
No,
it doesn't.
No,
because you're old.
You get a pass if you're old. You get a pass if you're old for most things.
Define old.
Senior citizen, like 65, 70 years old.
Okay, all right.
Plus.
Fair enough.
I'm not like, if you're 50, no, you don't get a pass. But if you're if you can get the discount at Denny's, you know, for being a senior citizen and get the early bird special, then yes, you are old. I am with you. I don't understand why people do that. Because there's no benefit. It's just as loud if you hold the speaker up from top to your ear.
Yeah. Okay, so let me run down this list for you, and you guys tell me if you think that it's rude. I'm going to start at the top of the list and go down.
Okay.
At the top of the list are things that most people would consider rude, and then it scales down, so it's going to get a little trickier as we go along here, okay?
What was that yours, the talking on?
That's my personal, and it's slowed down a lot over the years, but Bluetooth used to drive me insane.
Stop
walking around the grocery store screaming into your Bluetooth.
I don't hate Bluetooth.
You're not that busy.
If you
You're just not.
If you just talk. normally.
That never bothered me. It was the people that are loudly talking like this because whoever's on the other end of the phone is in a windstorm or something. And they
think because they just want to like bring attention to the fact that they have a Bluetooth and they're using it.
You're dumb and you don't realize that the microphone.
Some of the people.
They want to act important, like I'm a businessman.
Also, it drives me nuts how people that they keep the Bluetooth in when they're not on it. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's weird. Have you seen the ones that like go around your neck?
Yeah.
I don't understand why.
I used to have a problem.
I don't like it.
I like Bluetooth now.
You do?
Yeah. I wear it when I go to the gym. I got like Bluetooth earphones.
That's different.
But they also could take calls. So sometimes I take calls when I'm at the gym.
I'm talking about those little like the little Star Trek looking ones that just go in the ear.
Yeah.
And they sit there and flash the blue light. And you're like you're a douche.
The thing that drove me nuts. There was a lady who always had the Bluetooth in her ear.
Uh-huh.
So like if I'm talking to her,
you don't know if she's talking to you or. No,
it's not that. It's that she'll take a call right in the middle of our conversation. So rude and it always drives me nuts because I'm trying to get information from her and then she's like, oh, hold on. And she takes a call.
Let me pose this one to you real quick. Last thing on the Bluetooth. In the checkout line, the person in front of you is talking to the cashier, or not talking to the cashier, but they're on their phone.
That's rude.
Is that rude or is that not? Like if they're interacting and they're going fast. But they are not like talking to the cashier and they're having a conversation on the Bluetooth.
I don't think it's rude.
That's rude.
I think that you try to time it where you're off the phone by the time you get to the cashier so you can have an interaction with them. But I feel like, if you're just trying to do a transaction, maybe it's a serious piece of business that you're talking about, or maybe it's a personal matter that is important, and to go, okay, hang on, let me shut this conversation down so I can have a very benign, sort of unimportant conversation with the cashier.
If it's important, just take it out.
And that's coming from a guy that used to be a cashier at a grocery store.
Take it outside the car. Like when you're in your car before you get inside the store.
I'm not talking about that. Of course, you're going to try to time it right so that way you're not being rude. But I don't really see it as that important of an interaction.
You were a cashier?
I was a cashier at Bilo.
Oh, you fancy. I was a stalker at Schnucks.
I started out as a bag boy at Bilo, and I worked my way up to cashier. Oh, and I was actually a stock boy for one day and then quit because I hated it.
Yeah, stocking was not awful. I'll agree with you if you are – you have to have the pleasant interaction, though, like – sorry, or
I'm sorry.
If you're not paying attention to the transaction that's going on in front of you, and you're not putting your card in
that's
or whatever,
just life in general.
You're a clown.
There's plenty of people, and you'll probably encounter at least one of them on the road today when you're driving to work that are too stupid to do two things simultaneously, like drive and talk on the phone.
Yeah,
and especially the people that like have the phone on speaker and they're holding it up in front of their face.
What are you doing?
Like just put it on speaker and put it on your lap.
Yes,
like it can hear you still. It's fine.
Or your car has Bluetooth now, so you can hear it all over
like,
the place.
Or just hold the phone up to your ear. Don't hold it on speaker and also block your view.
When I see a new car, that has Bluetooth and they are holding their phone up to their face, I want to pit maneuver those clowns because. Sync your phone, like even in a rental car, like if I take my car to get worked and I get a car to drive around for the day, I sync it up with that car. It takes 3 seconds.
It could not be.
I don't know. Mine doesn't work on my phone.
So let me. God, you're that person.
No, Sylvia.
What?
It definitely works.
It works.
No, it doesn't. I try to sync it to my car and it doesn't.
It's not your phone and it's not your car. It's the you.
We can go.
It's the
you.
It's not
the Sylvia.
It's not the Sylvia.
The Sylvia is the problem.
How much money do you want to bet, or what do you want to bet? That we can get your phone hooked up to your car in under 5 minutes.
$20.
Under 5 minutes, and we'll give you $20 if we're wrong. If we're right, you have to run naked down the strip.
I'm not going to run down naked down the strip.
Why?
Because.
Well, you're that confident.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible that
why
that's
can't we
you.
Just do $20?
No, why can't we say,
it's impossible.
It's impossible that this phone syncs. So what's the problem? I mean, you're betting. Like I'll bet you $10 million that I'm not going to punch my baby in the face today because I know that there's no way I'm going to punch my baby in the face today.
I don't want to run down naked, but I think $20 is...
It's totally fair. We'll give you $20 if you're right, and if you're wrong, then you just have to run down the strip naked.
Different.
It's not a big difference. You're so confident.
I bet that I would eat a shoe if Conor McGregor lost.
That's right, if Conor McGregor won.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, that would have been a bad bet.
She was terrible. All right, so here, let me run down these real quickly here. Not flushing the toilet. That's rude, right?
That's extremely 93%
say it's
no
rude.
No one wants to see your poo-poo.
Unless you live in a household where you're conserving water, that's the only way it's okay.
Well, it depends if it's number one or number two.
Number two. Oh.
Yeah, they say if it's brown, flush it down.
No.
If it's yellow, it's mellow.
Yep.
If you're conserving water, we get it.
No, because
I accidentally forgot.
The number two? How do you forget that?
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Something happened.
Did your girlfriend walk in?
Oh, no.
Like 4 hours later.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's horrific.
What happened?
I don't know. I just forgot.
So you did the deed. And then you're like, God. Oh, man, I got to go do something.
Something came up. Like, I don't know what happened, but, like, I thought I did, and I didn't. And then it turns
what
out.
What possibly could have come up that was that
like a package at the door?
Don't forget the package in the toilet, man.
Well, but I think it was, like, one of those ones where, like, things happened. Things got cleaned up. And then, like, you know, you're sitting there on your phone. Like, you know, like, I don't know if you're home alone and you're just, like, sitting there and you're, like, don't want to get up. And you're just kind of, like, surfing the internet.
I don't know for sure, but I can confidently say I don't ever remember forgetting a dump in the toilet.
I felt so bad.
Oh, man.
I felt so bad.
All right. I'm totally distracted.
That's why she left town.
Yeah, she's out
so
here,
I'm home
sure.
alone all weekend.
Oh.
All right. So we'll go through the rest of this list in just a second. Sorry. I need a few minutes just to regroup. X107.5.
I feel like I'm smarter than most ducks.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Mahoney, you have a sympathizer here. George said, when I first got a job that I have now, I got used to the automatic toilets, and for a few months, I would always forget to flush. So you have the automatic toilets at work, but Mahoney does not have that excuse because there is no automatic
Dave,
toilets.
Dave, it was one time, man. We've been together long enough that our relationship can survive her seeing a bowel movement.
I don't know if any relationship can survive that, Mahoney.
I think plenty of relationships can. You know,
I don't know, man.
I mean, I said, she did leave the state.
She needed a break from you.
All right. Out of these three things, which grinds your gears the most? Richard said, kids that are bad in public and parents just ignoring them.
Oh,
yeah, that is. I find that rude.
If you were,
but I beat mine in public. If they got it coming, I'll even beat their kids if need be.
Yeah, I mean, if your kid's being a jerk in a public place, mm-hmm. and like especially like a restaurant or something along those lines, like that they're running around and you're doing nothing, like you've given up.
Yeah,
you know, then I have a problem.
As a parent of like a new child, like we've dealt with it before, where she was having a hard time on a flight, mm-hmm. and you're doing
nothing
everything
you can do
in your power to try to console a child that's an infant or a baby,
yeah.
and the parent's obviously very concerned. There's nothing more stressful. Yes, it can be annoying because I've been on both sides to deal with somebody else's kid that's screaming on an airplane. That is annoying. There's no two ways about mm-hmm. it. However, it's much more stressful for the new parent that cares and is trying to solve it. What we're all talking about here, though, is different, where the parent's just like, whatever, I don't even care
anymore. Like they do that really like lazy, like, stop.
Quit it.
Stop.
Like they're on their phone texting and they just look up, they're like, quit.
Stop.
But the kid's like running around pulling everything off tables or...
I think that's horrible.
Okay, that's
annoying.
Or Robert saying people driving slow in the passing lane.
I mean, that gets me much angrier.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's just because I'm behind the wheel of my car and
really?
Everything makes me angry behind the wheel of my car.
Or Fett said Sylvia farting in the studio.
I didn't fart.
Yeah.
Did you guys smell anything?
I mean, we've been doing this show together for 9+ years.
Yep.
We don't fart in the studio,
Sylvia. Fart in the studio.
I didn't fart. It was a mic.
You know, there was a guy who farted on our show once, and we fired him.
That's true.
Legend has it.
Old stink-ass Jake.
And one of the guys from Pawn Stars. I don't know which one. When Pawn Stars was first starting up, they came into the studio for an interview, and one of them, I don't know which one, I'm going to guess Chumley, farted in the studio and was just like, hey, and it stunk. tell me online.
I pushed that out of my memory.
Mike just made that fart noise.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
No, see, look, yeah. I'm moving my microphone around.
No, because it was very, like, slow.
No, I went, that was my mouth.
No, I know.
So, Incubus.
I'm going out of those three. I'm going definitely the kids just running amok at the parents not doing anything.
All right, let me, the
kid thing still grinds my gears.
Let me blast through the rest of this list here. So unplugging your phone from the charger and plugging theirs in without asking.
What are you
super
doing?
Rude, right?
What are you doing? You're a dick.
What if your phone's at 100% though?
It is
even
matter.
Still.
You
still
ask.
Don't pick up my phone without asking.
There was one time like
that's like driving somebody's car without asking.
I went to a concert and I was like in the cabanas and there was one lady. Who I had set my purse on like the couch, and this one lady like took my purse and set it to the side, and I was so mad.
Don't you touch that purse?
Yeah, because that's rude. Like, ask.
What about this one? Not holding the door for you when you're running for the elevator.
I'm all right on that one.
Nah, I mean,
No, I'm fine. I always
try to hold the door for people.
I feel like I'm going to do that, so I don't feel bad if it happens to me.
I can see you doing that. There was one time, it wasn't Mahoney, but it was somebody that reminded me of Mahoney, where I was clearly going to an elevator, and I said, wait, hold the door. And the guy stepped to the center and just looked at me while the door closed. And I was like, respect.
See, like, that's fine because, like, I would rather, like, take the elevator by myself.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's why I don't feel like it's
eating
rude.
Off your plate without asking. 89% of people said that was rude.
Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, like, I was on a date one time and I ordered a pizza and it was, like, really big for me. So I told the guy, hey, you can have some of my pizza. And he's like, no, that's fine. And, like, 10 minutes later, he grabbed a slice and I was like, how dare you?
You just offered it to him. That offer expired when you said no.
Yep. I'm with you on that. I put it up. You said no. Now you change your mind. That ain't how this works.
How dare you?
Finishing the milk and not replacing it. Finishing the milk and putting back an empty carton. Who does that?
Yeah, I do that.
You're a maniac. Yeah. You put an empty carton back in the fridge?
Well, not completely empty, but there's like a millimeter of milk or ice cream in there.
There's still some in there.
I do that too.
Yeah.
Using your phone while you're trying to talk to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. That happens all the time.
That's just rude.
Yeah. It's rude.
Especially on a date.
People do it all the time.
Yep.
Not replying to a text within a day. That's insane to me. I know that you have your phone in your hand all the time.
But the thing with me is, like, if it's one of my friends, because, like, we'll do that. We'll text each other and it'll take like a day to reply and that's fine. We'll just carry on the conversation. But if it's like your girlfriend or your boyfriend,
if it's something important. So what happens a lot of times is I'll be like in the middle of something. Let's call it a meeting or whatever it may be. And I'll get a text and I'll think I need to respond to that. But then I'll forget because three more texts will come in between that time.
And a meeting taking place.
Yeah. And then you have other stuff going on. So from time to time. But if you regularly, it drives me insane to deal with people like that, especially in the business world where you're trying to get something done. And you text them, and it takes forever for them to respond.
You got like an 8-hour window.
If you're always having to apologize every time that you're replying to a text or an email, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I did that with a dude who like would text me, and like I knew he had a crush on me, but I didn't want to like lead him on. So like if he would say like, "Hey, you want to go out?" I'd be like, "I'm just gonna slide that phone over."
Why don't you just say no?
Yeah.
Because I felt bad. I felt bad.
You know, now he's just sitting there at home waiting for the text to come back.
He's probably still waiting.
He's still waiting?
He's still waiting.
Can I text him? Let me see your phone.
I don't know.
All right, here we go. This one's about 50-50. 52% say it's rude. Not offering to pay on a date.
I don't know about that. It just depends. If you ask me out on a date, then I'm going to say no. That's not rude. Well, I mean, if you ask me out on a date and then you don't offer to pay, I feel like the person who asked the date has to offer to pay. That's how I feel. The person who initiated the date should offer to pay.
They pay.
Yeah, but if I ask you out on a date, Dave, and I'm not reaching for my wallet, that's rude. But if you don't, then that's not. Same thing with lunches and business meetings.
What about this? Not offering a drink when you're at the house.
That's rude. I always offer a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want you drinking my sparkling water.
Wow.
That Perrier is expensive.
There's like a watermelon flavor.
And last but not least, ignoring your phone call and just texting you back instead. Only 20% of people said that was rude. I say not rude. Don't call me. You don't know me that well if you're going to call me. I don't want to talk to you on the phone most of the time. I just want to text with you.
I know. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Because like when...
Most of the time, I'm in an environment where I can talk on the phone.
Like if someone calls me, I would rather just like... not talk to them.
Yeah. If I'm driving, just, like, I'm okay with them. It.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing 90% of my calling.
Okay.
Because I get bored.
Oh, you want to talk on the phone?
Yeah. I'm like, hey, let's chat.
Hey, what's up?
What are you doing?
I just miss you.
How come you never call me?
You know, because your Bluetooth's not set up.
We're Mahoney, let's take a break. And when we come back,
I'm going to go set up her Bluetooth.
You go down to her.
I guarantee you I can set up her Bluetooth. I'm pretty sure it's not because it hasn't worked for me.
We're at Legacy Stadium here at the Palazzo right now. So he actually has to go downstairs into the parking garage to sync her phone and her Bluetooth. I think you can do it by the time we get back from the break.
100%
All right. So while we do that, let's go ahead and give away a gift card. If you want to come down here to Legacy Stadium and enjoy the beautiful beer garden that they have set up. 4 o'clock every day is when that opens. But this is awesome sports book. It's the best sports book in Las Vegas. You got to be at least 21, but call number 10 right now. 702-791-1075. We'll set you up with a free gift card. Good luck.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Congratulations to Nicholas. He gets set up with the gift card to come hang at Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo. Also, congratulations to all of Las Vegas. They are going to see Sylvia run down the strip naked here shortly because Mahoney went down to her car, and not even the time of that commercial break and the Blink-182 song. Before the commercials were even done, Dave, he walked back into the studio here at Legacy Stadium, very, very confident. Sylvia with her head drooping low. You got the phone to sync to her Bluetooth.
In under 30 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't even 20 seconds.
I mean, it was literally the easiest Bluetooth pairing I've ever set up in my entire life.
I was doing it wrong this whole time.
So, anyway, we're actually on the strip, so you might as well do it today. So, the show's going to wrap up at about 10. Full sprint, totally naked. No. From
yeah, you're wearing flats today. You're not wearing heels. You can run in those.
I would say that you can walk clothed to the stratosphere, and then from the stratosphere down to Mandalay Bay.
Yeah,
let's do South Point. Let's just go stratosphere to South Point, totally naked.
Dave.
Yeah,
the M.
You're right. That
the
is
M.
That is.
I mean, it's going to be a good workout. You know, I mean, I know you usually work out after the show, and you could skip that gym day. You could just do the nice little bit of cardio.
You know what? Let's not neglect Fremont Street. Let's start at the Fremont Street Experience to the M.
No. Dave. She'll get murdered.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess
between Fremont and the Strat,
a little dicey with some of those like strip clubs and marriage hotel.
Yeah.
So anyway, Fremont Street all the way to the end. Anyway, here we go. Friday five, number five brings us, and there's going to be a lot of this week because obviously the news coverage in the United States was dominated by. Everything that was going on with Hurricane Harvey. It was a devastating storm, but there's a lot of stupid stuff that happened on the news as a result of it, including number five, where this particular reporter thought that the photo, which was clearly photoshopped, of the shark swimming down the interstate in Houston was real.
I've seen some amazing things out there just looking at television over the weekend. Alligators on people's back doorsteps. I saw a shark on a highway swimming
like
in the
Sharknado.
Water. Like Sharknado. I can't even imagine how I would be experiencing that as a guy from the Northeast, but I think Texas has it figured out.
It's Photoshop. Yeah. It's Photoshop, bro.
Just
because you're from the Northeast doesn't mean that you should not know about Photoshop.
Yeah, that's Photoshop is everywhere. It's on your computer.
Literally.
What?
I know. It's crazy.
What?
I touch up all my pictures with it. If I can do it, everybody can do it.
Your skin isn't that smooth and glowing?
Number four in the Friday Five is when a reporter was in the middle of everything going on with Hurricane Harvey, and somebody in Galveston, Texas, which is right on the coast, like that was the area that was getting pounded by the storm. Somebody came up to the reporter live on air and handed him a beer.
If you're stuck in a traffic jam trying to get out of town, that could be problematic with such difficulty with visibility. And here's a.
You got some Galveston beer.
Well, thank you. That will be nice for after we are done covering this.
I think it's a pretty nice gesture, though.
Of course. Yeah, he's like, hey.
He's trying to remain professional, though. He's like, we'll drink this after I'm done working. Call me.
And he's like, here's a beer. You're seeing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, like you're going through it, man. Sometimes just have a bevy. All right, number three and number two on deck. This is the Friday Five. Dave Mahoney, X107.5.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's to celebrate his birthday by being naked. Okay, that's kind of a little awkward.
I mean, they do have the old saying, you know, your birthday suit,
sure.
You know, I mean.
But he wants to jump out of an airplane while playing violin. I would say awkward.
But talented.
He's a very good violinist.
Yeah.
But what's really unfortunate is that he's not an accomplished skydiver in his own right.
So
he had to do the tandem jump, which means that there was somebody else that was strapped to his back.
No. He's strapped to their back.
No. Tandem skydives, you're in front and the person's on your back.
Dave, no, it's preference.
No, it's not. They have to control the chute. They're behind
you. How dare you?
You're like,
some people have different
I would prefer
likes.
To be a top tandem skydiver, please. Oh. It doesn't work like that, no. So he's on the bottom, if you will. And you think about this guy jumping out of an airplane naked, holding his violin, and he jumps out of the plane, he tries to start playing it, and like the bow breaks because the pressure. But that's not nearly as awkward as when the shoot, after the shoot gets pulled, like, it's a pretty quiet, sort of serene moment. Because I've done it before. And once the shoot gets pulled, you just sort of, like, quietly float down. But there's this guy said they're trying to play the violin with a broken bow, naked, with another guy strapped to him, like... You know, he's just like, if there's ever a time to just cut the shoot loose.
What am I doing with my life?
What have I done? But here you go. Number three in the Friday Five.
Yeah. I've suffered from body image issues since I was 16. And, you know, I started sucking in my tummy and I didn't tell anyone about it for 10 years. You know, 4 years ago, I just decided enough is enough. Skydiving's pretty scary to do, but it's just awesome once you jump out. Exhilarating, yeah, man. It's an extra step when you do it naked. You just complete freedom. Oh, man, nothing in the way. It's just the best.
I feel like his song choice could have been better. Like, if he would have been playing, like, Back That Ass Up from Juvenile.
While slowly backing that ass up, just trying to make the guy who he jumped with as uncomfortable
Stop
as possible.
It. Stop
quit
it.
It. Quit it.
Stop it.
Quit it.
Stop it.
No.
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 Smack the butt.
Number two. Number two in the Friday Five, and this is a good one. Another report coming out of Hurricane Harvey. There was a lot of people down in the Houston area that were stepping up, and they were helping each other. It was beautiful to see. Just humanity coming together after all this divisive, this person versus that person, this group versus that group that's been going on over the past few months. It's been just nice to see people come together for the greater good. And in this case, a reporter was commenting on how it was really sweet to watch this group of rescuers out there sharing this bottle of water while they were in the midst of rescuing people. And then her co-anchor pointed out that, hey, maybe that's not water. That looks like a bottle of Sky Vodka. Here it is, number two.
And that was really an example of what we're seeing here. Look at them sharing water just out of the cap of that bottle. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure that was water.
Well, but, whatever they need to feel better, guys. Okay. Let's just let that one, let them have a little.
We'll continue to monitor this and
have what they need.
If they should, we'll monitor Bill's video and if they should.
There's the water. See, all right, I told
excellent.
You they had water.
Thank goodness for that.
So awkward. Like, well, you know.
Well.
Whatever they need to do.
Yeah. You know what, though? Absolutely. If you're out there rescuing people, as long as you're not getting so hammered that you're putting others or yourself at risk,
yeah.
If you want to have a couple of drinks and you're the one that went ahead and grabbed that bottle of Sky Vodka out of your place before it flooded and you want to share it with everyone else in the boat, that's on you, man. Good for you. You guys enjoy that. You've earned that shot of delicious Sky Vodka out of the cap. X107.5, Dave Mahoney.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Incubus is coming to town. We have your chance to win tickets to go see Incubus and potentially hang with a band. And not just like hang out and shake their hand, go throw axes with them at Axe Monkey.
I've done that. And
yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, man. Like going and chucking a bunch of axes with the band, that'd be awesome. You get qualified for that. You can win those tickets. We're giving those away next. And number one of the Friday Five is on the way. Dave Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Here we go. Number one in the Friday Five today. It's normally something that's really funny, making number one in the Friday Five. Today, it's something that's
really creepy.
This guy wanted a job for Halloween, and he proved how badly he wanted this job by eating a live Black Widow spider. And it's not the first time that he has done such a thing.
Ew.
Have a listen. Number one, Friday Five.
What are you going to do for us today?
I'm going to eat a live Black Widow.
Isn't that dangerous?
Yes.
Why do you do this?
Because it's fun.
Uh-huh. How long have you been doing this?
Lost count.
How many times have you been in the hospital?
Twice.
And it still seems like a good idea.
Yeah, I have medicine if I want it. If I get bitten, I have all those Benadryl to take, so.
Now, when did you start doing this? When did this seem like a really good idea?
Because I was bored out of my mind.
All right. Bon appetit.
So, again, just a couple of little tidbits there in that audio. He said that if he does get bit, again, he'll avoid going to the hospital for the third time by just having a bunch of Benadryl.
I don't know what that is. No, yeah, that's... I don't know how that's how that works.
Yeah.
Maybe he's, like, allergic to it?
Well, I mean, it's a poisonous spider, so it's definitely something... If you get bit by a Black Widow, like, if you get stung by a scorpion, you generally don't have to go to the hospital if you're a grown adult.
Yeah.
However, if you get bit by a Black Widow, you're going to the hospital.
Oh, do not Google Black Widow spider bites and go to image search.
Oh boy, yes.
Why?
That is not awesome.
It's not
Why?
Good.
Why? Can I see it?
No.
You don't want to see it.
It's disgusting.
Go ahead and show it to her. Show it
to
her.
Can I see it?
No.
What happens?
Don't Google it.
I'm not Googling it.
It wrecks you.
Oh, is it like a bunch of little holes? I can't do that. That's not too bad.
That's not too bad. Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
Don't get bit by a black widow.
Let alone on your tongue or in your mouth.
Can you imagine on your tongue and doing that voluntarily? What a moron. So, again, just to play you back some of the audio here, he was asked why he does this, and he sounds like a serial killer. Listen.
Because it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's definitely going to murder somebody at some point.
I feel like when he answered that, like he had his head tilted down, and he's like,
Because it's fun.
You whenever you're laying in bed, do you ever feel like a pain in your toe or
yeah?
Like, didn't he feel like is there like a spider in the bed or is there a scorpion that's like attacking my foot right now? Yeah. It's usually like middle of the night. I don't know if it's like somewhere between like dreaming and you're awake or whatever the hell that feeling is.
Ever since I found that enormous tarantula outside of my house and then the wife finds a black widow and a scorpion all within a week of each other, I've been having like arachnophobia where like I put on my pants the other morning and it was probably just like, I don't know, a leg hair or something that got caught in the pants I was putting on, but like something like hurt. When I was putting them on, and then like all day, I'm like itching, and I'm like, I wonder if the spider's still in my pants.
This is how it goes.
I actually pulled up the leg on my pants, and I was like looking to make sure there wasn't something there, and seeing how bad the bite was.
You had a scorpion, you had a tarantula,
and a black widow.
You had a black widow. Not cool, that's man. Scary stuff. Like, I'd be paranoid too.
Yeah.
Worst threesome ever.
X1075, time for you to be caller number 10 and get some Incubus tickets and potentially hang with the band. Good luck to you, caller number 10 wins.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
So Warner Brothers is developing a new movie that has to do with the origins of the Joker.
And
one of the, they released the list of some of the people that were involved in the project earlier this week, and one of the producers listed is Martin Scorsese.
I mean, Scorsese's one of the greatest of all time.
But you think about what he does and what he's done over his career, and it's not exactly like the comic book fanfare type of...
Almost the exact opposite of that. We're talking award-winning, one of the best, you know, critically acclaimed directors ever. Like, stuff that is true art.
So why would they want him to be involved in this project? Because he's very controlling, as he should be. He's earned that right.
Absolutely.
But he also spends money like a maniac, which you can make an argument he's also earned that right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the reason why, at least this is the rumor, they've brought on Scorsese is because they're hoping that he'll lure Leonardo DiCaprio into the franchise to play the part of the Joker.
Oh, wow.
Which would be awesome.
I can picture him being the Joker.
I like everything that Leonardo DiCaprio does. Don't get me wrong. There's some of his movies, like The Revenant, which he won the Academy Award for.
But that was an overdue Academy Award because he's been nominated and lost so many times.
Yeah,
the Susan Lucci Daytime Emmy.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, finally.
Finally.
Now, I thought that movie stunk. I just don't like movies where they're wandering around in the wilderness for hours and not talking.
I mean, Wolf of Wall Street, Inception. I mean, he's been in so many good movies.
But Leonardo DiCaprio as the Joker? Oh, I'd be
interested. This is where I feel like it's very interesting, like seeing his name get tossed around in this because. You look at how Jack Nicholson played the Joker in the very first real Batman that wasn't Adam West to come to the big screen. And, you know, the parallels that have been made between Leonardo DiCaprio
and
Jack Nicholson are incredibly interesting. But that wasn't, you know, Jack Nicholson's one of the best actors who's ever lived. But the fact that it was a Tim Burton movie kind of made it more cartoonish and not the real true, like, psychopath that we could see the Joker being. So if you have Scorsese producing and DiCaprio, like who's very Nicholson-esque, but an amazing, intense actor in his own right playing the Joker, I feel like that could blow away, Heath Ledger's Joker without a doubt.
Yeah. So I mean, Jared Leto played the Joker as well in Suicide Squad, and even though that movie stunk,
you didn't really see a whole lot though.
No, well, that's the thing is that Jared Leto has apparently made his displeasure of the idea of there being multiple characters and multiple people playing the character of the Joker. He's vocalized that. And so they're saying, well, maybe Jared Leto will stay on as the Joker. I prefer Leonardo DiCaprio. And frankly, if there's anything that's going to give a shot in the arm to, you know, DC has it nailed right now.
Well, they hit one out of the park with Wonder Woman.
No, excuse me, not DC. Marvel has it nailed right now. DC needs some help.
Yes.
And so if you put Leonardo DiCaprio in that franchise, much like they've done over at Marvel with Robert Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. as Iron Man, because Iron Man wasn't even really that big of a character. Robert Downey Jr. made him
huge.
Made the whole franchise, in my opinion.
The whole Marvel Cinematic Universe was basically
Leonardo DiCaprio could be the exact same thing.
I don't see Leonardo DiCaprio signing on for 10-plus movies at this point, but it could bring more eyes back to the franchise because, you know, the last Superman vs. Batman movie wasn't good. The Superman movies have been kind of lackluster in general. They've just kind of done a crappy job with DC's intellectual property when it comes to making movies. So I would 100% go see this. I think it would be an amazing thing, but they're going to have to shell out so much money to get Leonardo DiCaprio to come into this. I mean, you got to be in the upwards of, like, you're making $25 million flat plus big-time money on the back end, but I feel like that combination of Scorsese and DiCaprio would bring a movie that would, like, just blow us all away.
Do it! So the Nevada...
Or Shia LaBeouf, too. Maybe a young...
Get out of here with Shia LaBeouf.
No.
Maybe a young Joker?
So the Nevada Tax Commission again says no to liquor distributors in the marijuana fight. As you recall, when marijuana first got legalized and regulated here in the great state of Nevada, liquor distributors were the only ones that could move the product around from different dispensaries, warehouses, grow houses, things like that. And it dramatically slowed down the process where there was even like the Reef Dispensary, which is relatively close to where we are here at the Palazzo right now. They had a grow house in the back and a sales shop up front, but they literally couldn't transport it between in their own building.
Like they had a middleman.
And the liquor companies wanted to be that middleman.
Yeah.
They have since lost in court, and another judge just shut down their appeal as well, so it'll be much easier for them to get around. And again, I think that's good for the taxation. Obviously, society hasn't collapsed with people smoking marijuana in the privacy of their own homes. It's still not legal. You can't smoke it out in public.
As it should be.
Exactly. Keep that stuff done in private. And
absolutely.
Again, I don't think it's affected us at all negatively. We are seeing major positive boost, though, on the tax side.
Absolutely. One of the things, you know, they're talking $20 million this year going to Clark County Schools, $20 million next year, and they're going to need it because there's a massive shortfall within CCSD right now in the upwards between, I think it's between $60 and $80 million. So there could be some serious cuts that could be happening through CCSD, and, you know, that's one of the things that we don't need to get cut. Education is incredibly important. That's one of the reasons why a lot of us
agree. Here in Las Vegas, too. I mean, we have a long way to go before we can. I mean, we're 50th in the country. So,
well, those are skewed, and I you know,
that's not CCSD, of course, but I mean, still, it's, you know, as far as rankings go, we don't ever want to be at the bottom of those.
We're at the lower. We're not the very bottom. Thank you, Mississippi, for that. But we will never be at the bottom. Thank you again, Mississippi. But the fact that they need to get the ability to get people the weed that they want, because the tax dollars, if it's not readily accessible, they'll just go back to getting it in other ways, and we won't see the tax dollars, and that completely defeats the entire purpose of everything that's going on here. So I'm glad that this judge has ruled in that favor.
How about this for a celebrity couple, Kendall Jenner and Blake Griffin?
So Kim's ex-husband?
No.
That's what I thought too.
That's Chris Humphries. They kind of look alike.
They do.
They kind of look alike. But no, Blake Griffin is the star from the Clippers.
Of?
You're thinking of Chris Humphries.
Who?
Exactly. Kim's ex-husband.
I thought she was married to Blake.
No.
Yeah. No, right. But they're very similar in the way they look.
How'd you like them together as a couple?
Yeah.
They're spending a lot of time together. They're not like public as a couple, but they've been out on a couple of dates, like double dates.
What is up with the Kardashians dating only like
basketball players? Yeah.
And guys who make basketball shoes.
I thought she was dating like some rapper.
No, that's the other one.
No.
I think it was Kendall.
For a minute there, Kendall was linked to one of the rappers. But I actually like Blake Griffin as far as personality goes. Like, he's a funny, charismatic guy, very likable. Does a lot of charity work.
Is he Kia?
He's Kia.
Yeah. Give me one of those Kia K900s.
Who was it?
LeBron.
No.
LeBron was endorsing that for a while.
There was somebody that was talking about how well Blake Griffin is.
Oh, really?
I think it was, you know, that guy from Instagram, Fat Jewish or whatever his name is? Because they were playing like a pickup basketball game, and Blake like dunked over him, and as he went over him, like his whole like crotch like rubbed up his arm and like across his face, and he's like, oh my God. X 107.5.
Hey there. Do you have something to say about the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Well, what are you doing, silly? Call the voicemail. 702-889-7352 is a number. So, write it down. Whether it's a complaint or a compliment, just make sure it's good. We'd love to hear from you. Mwah.
That's so distracting. But yeah, leave us a message. Let's go ahead and check the voicemail real quickly. 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, Dave Mahoney, Ian, and Sylvia. This message goes to Ross Mahoney. I hope you're up and I hope you're listening. Mr. Bossy Rossi. Now, I've listened to your afternoon radio show for the past few days, and I gotta say that I'm very impressed. I'm glad that the hard work ethic of one Miss Mahoney, of Mahoney located in Mountain's Edge, has rubbed off on you. I'm glad that you have taken Jason Mahoney's advice and worked harder and made your afternoon show better. So, when you come into the radio station this morning, take some time to see Jason Mahoney and thank him for the hard work he's put in to make your radio show better. Have a good day, guys.
Message deleted.
That is the first time that Mahoney has ever been, I'll call it, accused of working hard.
What are you talking about, dude? I'm grounding every day. Rise and grind, Dave. Rise and grind. Hashtag. Man,
I thought he said ground. I'm grounding every day.
No, you know what? You know what Bossy Rossi's work ethic is like?
What's it like?
He's not even coming to work today.
Oh, yeah.
Not even going to show
not
up,
even
huh?
Not even going to show up. Paulie's going to be in the afternoon doing a fantastic show,
You got to be joking my ass. He's on vacation again.
He is on vacation.
He's on vacay.
He's over here talking about us and the vacation that we take. And, you know,
when do we ever take vacation?
We've taken less than 2 weeks this year, and we probably won't take any more until, like, Christmas time.
Really? Yeah,
like,
yeah, legitimately. Yeah, that sucks. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, actually, you've taken more than 2 weeks.
No, I haven't.
Yes.
No,
you went to Greece for a week, and then you went on a cruise for a week.
2 weeks.
And then you went on all of the other vacations.
Yeah, what are you talking about, man? Those are work trips. I was working.
I haven't taken a vacation.
No, you know what? And then Ian's filling in for Paulie tonight. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of hardworking people here.
There's a lot of hardworking people, but Bossy Rossi ain't one of them.
Mm-mm.
X107.5.
We're so gallantly dreaming.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So every week we like to showcase our not so fine moments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that we have some bright spots in the show, some good things that happen on the program. But frankly, if we're being real, we screw up a lot too. And that's what the blooper reel is all about, is just taking those not-so-fine moments and putting them together because, well, damn it, if we can't laugh at ourselves, then, oof.
No, there'll be people who laugh at us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not good at this. X107.5, here's this week's blooper reel.
Cruelty. Cruelty, yeah. Cruelty. Cruelty. Cruelty.
Cruelty.
What are you doing? You're saying it weird.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
With all the
sometimes
things that
you just need a beer,
through,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, the thing is that they're growing through. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The thing is that they're growing through.
Ian, you can write that down. But it's good to have a beer, you know?
Then we're going to give you an exclusive pair of passes to X107.5's Downtown Soundhouse Live, the Real World Suite.
Look at him.
Downtown Soundhouse Live, the Real World Suite.
Damn it!
He came out strong in every round, and he surprised people.
That's not true. Floyd Mayweather wasn't tired after 40 minutes of fighting.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was going to be like
Floyd Mayweather
saying that you weren't going to get tired after 30 minutes of
fighting. No, I'm tired after about 30 seconds of anything. Floyd Mayweather.
It's the blooper reel.
Like, I have a feeling that the house I was living in is probably underwater. There was a giant retention. 100 yards, 150 yards behind your house.
Our friend Nate the Great, it's not Nate the Great, it's Nate the Bomb Tenenbaum, right?
Yes.
Okay. Nate the Bomb Tenenbaum. He just tweeted this out about the rainfall in Houston. So, over the last 5 days, precipitation in Houston was 51.88 inches. So, Sylvia, back in your single days when you were skanking it up, did you ever
skanked it up?
Did you ever use Tinder?
No.
Okay, well, there's this new thing called Tinder Gold. You can see whether or not somebody has swiped right on you before you elect to swipe right. Swipe right on them.
Jesus Christ.
Real world sweet.
Coin mailer. Spaceship.
You're saying it weird.
Jesus Christ.
You're saying it weird.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Yeah, boy. That was embarrassing.
It's okay.
It's all right?
Yeah. Okay. No, it's not.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
The Downtown Soundhouse is happening around Life is Beautiful. Going to be in that real world suite at the Gold Spike. And we have your chance to win exclusive passes. You cannot buy your way in. You must win your way in. And those are coming up here shortly. Also, some audio for you. A patient playing saxophone as doctors remove his brain tumor. Seems like sort of maybe the sort of thing you'd want to be asleep for, but not this guy. Got that audio coming up. And look, going back to school, it can be stressful on not just the kids, but also the parents. It got so stressful on one mom, she pulled out a gun because somebody else was trying to buy the last notebook at Walmart.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you about that in just a moment, too. X107.5.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You want the good news or the bad news first?
Bad news.
All right. A woman got into an altercation with another woman at Walmart because the other mom was trying to buy the last notebook at Walmart's back-to-school sale, and she was not having it because her precious little snowflake was the one that needed that notebook, not the other kid.
That precious snowflake needed to learn, Dave.
What kind of notebook?
Also, once that Walmart sale ended, who knows what that price could skyrocket to.
What kind was it?
It could go from 45 cents up to 69
cents. Was it like
cents.
An Iron Man notebook? Was it a Hello Kitty notebook?
No idea if it was branded or if it was just a regular notebook.
Because if
but
it
here,
was a Hello Kitty notebook, then.
That's a gun pulling?
Yeah.
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 Maybe as far as a pistol whipping?
Sylvia's pulling out her strap. Going to regulate on them fools.
Oh, her strap. Okay. I thought you just stopped yourself short. I'm like, what kind of party All right. is this? All right. So here you go. The police officer talks about the incident.
Was this really over school supplies?
Yes. It was in the back-to-school section over the purchase of a notebook.
Seriously?
Unfortunately, yes. One girl was going to buy a notebook. There was one left. Some pushing resulted. They began to argue who was the rightful purchaser of that notebook. She is a valid CPL holder. She pulls out her firearm and tells them to stop attacking her daughter while pointing the gun at them. I'm unsure which group actually got the notebook.
What kind of notebook was it?
I'm unsure.
Those are the important questions. I love that reporter was like, really? Really? This is why I'm here.
This is what happened.
This is why I went to the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism.
Even was the cops really like, this is why I became a cop. This is it right here. Right. I was expecting high-speed chases with bad guys and
criminals.
Yeah.
Something award-winning.
Some chick pulling out a gun over a notebook.
Who actually had a license.
Yeah, right? Wow. I imagine you'd probably lose your license for that, right?
Well, I mean, maybe. If somebody's attacking your kid, no.
Maybe not.
Depends on what state. Texas, no.
Texas, Mississippi, Arkansas, no. All good down there.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
So here's some more audio for you. This is a gentleman that was having brain surgery. He's having a tumor removed from his brain, and he loves playing saxophone, and so he decided that he wanted to play saxophone while the doctors were removing the tumor from his brain. Ian, take it away. Ian.
Dave.
Sorry, guys.
That's not the audio of the guy playing. That would have been something, though, right?
That is maybe the second
sexiest saxophone out there.
The what?
The second sexiest saxophone out there.
Not easy to say with the line.
I got through it. Yeah. I got through it.
All right, here's the real audio. Anyway, that guy died.
Yeah.
So the next story. No, I'm kidding.
Well,
you play that song that.
Yeah, I know. It kind of takes the steam out of it, right?
Yeah, then you play.
Yeah.
What is the name of that song, Ian?
That was Jerry Rafferty's Baker Street.
Oh, yeah. You hear that on the old Dave Glover show.
Yeah. That was actually also featured in the movie Sing, which I watch a lot because my daughter loves that movie. But yeah, Seth MacFarlane's character plays a little mouse who rocks that tune regularly also.
Oof. Call me crazy, but if I'm getting open you know, brain head surgery, brain surgery. Is that what they call it? You know, open, like,
just,
open,
I mean,
head,
it's just surgery. Brain surgery.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. I was just adding some stuff there. Open head brain surgery sounds more
complicated,
invasive. But if you're getting brain surgery, don't you think you want to might like want to sit still?
Yeah, maybe. Like, yeah.
Like
yeah.
What if you sneeze? But, hey,
But Kate, like, I mean, if they're poking at your brain, I mean, doesn't like some functions like stop? You know,
like
I don't know, like you're
the ability to play saxophone. You'd think so.
Yeah, like something just stops or.
So the DEA nixed a happy ending for five people busted with a certain type of candles. They were shaped like...
Those Jesus candles?
No, it was shaped like...
An arm?
No. It was shaped more like another part of the male anatomy.
The hand?
They
what?
No.
Leg?
They were penis-shaped candles, okay?
Oh, my God!
they made the penis-shaped candles out of meth.
Why would you have a penis-shaped candle?
I don't know. Why are there penis-shaped lipsticks?
I eat a lot of nuts.
The federal agency said four men and one woman were arrested last week in New Jersey for trafficking and conspiring to distribute more than 1,300 pounds of wax candles laced with meth. Agents grabbed 27 boxes in all. The DEA got a whiff of the plan when one of the suspects drove an undercover agent to the warehouse where they planned to store and convert the candles to crystal meth.
So, okay, I'm glad the DAA got the meth off the street, but I'm just trying to imagine, like, if you accidentally bought one of these penis-shaped meth candles, and you want to have a nice, relaxing night in the bath, you're gonna light some penis candles to set the mood, and the next thing you know, you're high on meth.
Or, best bachelorette party ever!
Oh, my
God. X1075.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
We have some exclusive passes to the Downtown Soundhouse. If you want to give us a buzz, this is the time to do it. If you feel like you know the show, 702-791-1075 is the phone number. Here's how this works. We're going to play you this question, and then if you know the answer and you get it correct first, we give you passes to the Soundhouse, which is happening around Life is Beautiful. Here's today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Congratulations to all of Las Vegas. They are going to see Sylvia run down the strip naked here shortly. Before the commercials were even done, Dave, he walked back into the studio here at Legacy Stadium, very, very confident. Sylvia with her head drooping low. You got the phone to sync to her
in under 30 seconds.
What did Mahoney get her phone to sync to in under 30 seconds? 702-791-1075. And by the way, because she said this couldn't be done, she said, that phone can't be synced to my blank. And she was incorrect. She has to run down the strip naked. And that's going to be starting here in about 15 minutes or so. So
Fremont to the M.
So plenty of time if you're just cruising down the strip today and you see Sylvia totally naked running down the street. Just give her a little toot toot.
Little honk.
Little honk.
Little
honk.
Little how you doing?
Not the startling.
No.
The friendly little hello.
Yeah, none of that.
But keep your hands to yourself. Don't be honking nothing.
Don't be honking the honkers. All right. 702-791-1075. Again, the prize. It's going to be in the Real World Suite there at the Gold Spike, and it's outside of the actual grounds of Life is Beautiful. It's a private event where you can't buy your way in. You can only win your way in by listening to X1075. And we have some passes right now for the person that knows the answer. X1075, good morning. What is your name?
John.
Hey, John. How you doing, man?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. What did Mahoney sync Sylvia's phone to?
Her boobs.
Her boobs.
What?
And sync her phone to her
boobs. No.
I did not.
No.
I'm not. I mean, I'm talented, but 30 seconds? No.
Not enough time.
No, thank you
for the call, John. That is incorrect, sir. You lose, you get nothing. Good day. Next up, X1075. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? What's your name?
Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, what's the correct answer?
Her car.
Her car.
My man! Yeah. It was really, easy.
Sylvia,
I pushed four,
but it could not be done.
I'm very excited because I get to go to my car, and now it has the
Bluetooth. Now, you can stop breaking the law every time you're talking on the phone.
You're
sinner.
Up to date.
Yeah.
Welcome to today.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Yeah.
How long have you had that car for?
Three years, huh?
Wow.
Little bastard, yeah.
You know that you can pretty much YouTube anything and it'll show you how to do it right then and there.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I've done it before.
Yeah, okay.
Under 20 seconds.
You're welcome, Sylvia.
No, thank you.
And you're welcome, too, Brandon. You're going to be joining us at the X107.5 Downtown Soundhouse leading up to Life is Beautiful. There's going to be artists coming through every single day. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's going to do it for today's Dave Mahoney Morning Show. As we round things out, we encourage you to stop by Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo. Their beer garden is open every single afternoon starting at 4 p.m. And it's, you know, beautiful communal strip-side seating, great drinks, great food, and, of course, the best sports book in all of Las Vegas, where you can actually bet on the action in the sports book. It's not like a traditional sports book. It's got a nice lounge and great place to hang out with your friends and eat and drink and everything else. You should come check it out. Thanks to our friends at the Palazzo for hosting us today. You guys have a great long weekend.
Yeah.
We'll be back with you bright and early Tuesday morning, X107.5.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.